Books and Arts. Book Review. Diana Athol's Letters. Dear Edward. Instead of a book, Letters to a Friend by Diana Athol.
Diana Athol was well past normal retirement age when she wrote a series of memoirs that made her a cult figure. As a young woman, she had written a novel, a collection of short stories, and a cathartic memoir about being jilted by her lover. But her literary skills went mainly into editing the books of others at André Deutsch, a London publisher, where she worked for decades until she was 75. Near the end of this career, she started writing again, and over the next 22 years, she produced 5 more memoirs, including Stet, an acclaimed account of her editing life, working with authors such as Philip Roth and John Updike, published when she was 83. She finished with Somewhere Towards the End, about getting old, for which she earned the Costa Biography Prize as well as an OBE in 2009. Now 93, Miss Athol still takes speaking engagements, but her writing seems to be behind her. So it is good to have this new collection of her letters to Edward Field, a close friend, spanning a period of 26 years. This is not just squeezing the lemon for a bit more juice. By their nature, these letters are quite different from the polished prose of the memoirs. They are spontaneous and unstructured, full of daily minutiae, visits to the dentist, car trouble, useless builders, and delightful snippets from her colourful personal life. She gossips about mutual friends and tells stories about the literary world she is immersed in. I'm going to have an interesting lunch tomorrow with the mistress dumped by Vidya Naipaul when he married his Indian wife. Mr. Field, a poet 6 years her junior, is gay, so he was never one of her many lovers, but the relationship is clearly very close, both personally and professionally. For all Miss Athol's pleas of relative poverty, hers has been a privileged life. Raised in a grand country house, she lived for decades in Primrose Hill, a salubrious bit of London, in a house belonging to a cousin, a journalist at The Economist, it so happens, with weekends in the cousin's Norfolk cottage and lots of trips to places like Venice and the Caribbean. When money seemed tight, cash always turned up from somewhere. Her voice on the page is that of an upper-middle-class Englishwoman. Good things are dear or darling, bad things are tiresome, horrid or vile. But she also swears like a trooper and does not care what people think. Miss Athol did not keep the letters she received from Mr. Field. When he suggested that hers be made into a book, she had reservations about publishing one's private conversation, particularly if it meant printing only half the conversation. Luckily, he persuaded her, and the result makes for addictive eavesdropping. Miss Athol writes beautifully, even about mundane subjects, and it is fascinating to follow the change in her preoccupations with advancing years. The letters are frank about the indignities of getting old, from hearing aids to cataract operations, and about the burdens of looking after Barry, her increasingly ailing Jamaican partner. But Miss Athol is too clear-eyed to become a bore about such things. Her correspondence with Mr. Field continues, now by email, but the letters in the book end in 2007. She explains in a postscript that this is because we have become old, and too often the experience old people have to share is wobbly health. Enough said.